Mark, sum up your thoughts here on the pitch with the lights going out in Warsaw.
We're disappointed. There's a very disappointed change room in there, to be honest. Ligue 1 Warsaw obviously caused us a lot of problems, you know, like they were putting us under periods of pressure and that, but I thought we were dealing with the pressure reasonably well, and I thought maybe we could have maybe nicked something from a set piece or something, but it wasn't meant to be. Like, you know, it was there for everybody to see, they're a quality team, and you know, we give them that respect, we give them the ball, and we made it difficult for them. But I thought at times we played some decent enough stuff ourselves, so all in all, we're disappointed, but we didn't do too bad, I suppose.
Heroes all in defence. We kept our shape, we kept our professionalism, our concentration. There's a young defender beside you there, Ross Larkin. He looks like he's played for a few years, doesn't he?
Look, Ross Larkin is I've said it to the manager in the lockdown and last season. You know, Ross Larkin is probably one of the biggest signings Linfield have made in the past couple of years. And, you know, he's so much potential. He's cool on the ball. He's an athlete, and he's got size, and he's calm, you know, on big occasions. And, you know, the lad's going to play a lot of games of football for Linfield going forward. And it was a pleasure to play with the big man the night there. He stayed close to me, listened, he talked to me, I talked to him, and we done okay, I suppose.
And Chris Johns behind you did a lot of talking too, didn't
he? I honestly didn't think Chris Johns was a great talker from when I was an opponent of his. I never really noticed him. I didn't think he'd done much talking, but my goodness, how wrong was I? He's the most vocal probably player we have in the team, to be honest. He's always talking, but he's giving you useful information. He's not giving you too much information. He's giving you simple instructions. I know where he is, he knows where I am, he knows where the striker is, and he's my eyes, and he's Ross Larkin's eyes as well. And he talked us through that game the night, and his handling was immaculate on a very, very fast pitch. It was like an ice ball out there, the way the ball was moving and skidding off it, and there was nothing he could do with the goal. The lads caught the ball lovely on his left foot into the bottom corner, so I thought Chris Johns was absolutely outstanding the night.
In the last 5 minutes we gave it a go, we seen Mark Stafford playing as a striker.
It wasn't that pretty, I'm sure, to watch, but we threw everything at it, of course, and we had a couple of wee half chances. The ball just didn't fall to us. Christie's had a good effort that's hit the post as well, and maybe in another night you have somebody to tap in the rebound. But look, all in all, we've a disappointed group in there. We've put a lot into this trip, put a lot into last week in Switzerland, and now I suppose we're just hope we get home safe, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody at home again.
We spoke in a similar situation in Carabag last year, and it's great to be back on this stage again, isn't it?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, Andy, as I said to you before you started recording, that I didn't think it'd be too many more European trips in me. But it was a pleasure the night, and I went round after the manager had spoken in the change room and shook everybody's hand. That's the staff and every player in the change room, because it was something that I was really nervous before the game. I was nervous in the build up of the game because I knew I was going to be playing from early doors in the trip, and it sort of built up on me. But I was just so proud to be a part of that group, and to go out there and give a positive performance for them, and it was just nice to be a part of it.
And it's great to have the Europa League to look forward to in a few weeks' time, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, we can't rest on our laurels now. I think it's 3 or 4 weeks' time with the next round of the Europa League to look forward to. So, you know, we'll have to keep pushing on now. Linfield has to keep pushing on, and we'll have to be ready for whoever their next opponents are.
Great arena to be playing in. Wouldn't it have been great if we had 20,000 people here?
Yeah, like that's what we were saying when we were training there last night at the ground. You know, it's just a pity that we couldn't have 30,000 to get Warsaw fans here. It would have been unbelievable. You read about them on all the social media, you know, how loyal they are and the noise they make, and it's just a pity, but that's unfortunately the times we're living in, Andy, and hopefully we can get people, including our own supporters, back into Windsor Park as well, and we can enjoy a game of football again.
Hard luck. Superb, heroic, gallant effort out there tonight. Heroes all, and safe home, and we go again in a few weeks' time, Mark.
Thanks, Andy. Great job.
Cheers.